living as a call center agent in the Philippines. Welcome to episode 190 of the Kuya Manzano podcast. Yeah, I sold my soul to the bag of money, I guess, you know. I changed my bohemian life for office life as a call center agent, receiving calls the whole night during graveyard shift from midnight to 10 a.m. Sitting down in a chair, which I dread because as an ADHDer, I have a hard time just sitting on a chair the whole time. And I'm doing it for a paycheck. And I'm doing it because it pays enough to let me get closer to my financial goals in a faster way, in order not to be struggling and being a struggling artist that I've been my whole life. And even if I do big projects as an artist, I'm still a struggling artist because I never know when the next meal is coming. So it's a very stressing situation. So well, I traded. It's been a few years where I traded for, put the acting on the side, and I traded for office work. The thing is, until now, I was working from home, so I could do my other stuff and then go back to work and concentrate with the tickets and then relax a little. I could pace myself, and it was a bearable situation, I would say. Now it's a totally new situation, being a call center agent, receiving calls in the office every day. I'm kind of stuck to a desk, tied up to a desk, where they check how many minutes I go to the toilet. If I go over 5 minutes, someone tags me saying, "Hey, you're too long in the toilet." I feel like I'm back in school. I dislike that. I'm still coping with it, figuring it out. I'm starting to ignore their warnings, and let's see what happens with that, because I cannot be so stressed thinking about being faster than I should naturally be, or wash my hands after, because I might not make it on time for the 5 minutes allotted for my toilet time. Or if I have to do something else in the toilet, it would take more than 5 minutes. So well, yeah, learning how to go about that, using some breaks to take a nap here and there, like because it's a tough shift. When you get home, you cannot just jump into the bed. There's still some tasks to do. You still have to maybe do some cooking, some groceries, some go to the bank, some see your mother, you know. So it's not that you just sleep and work, because most humans do life on daytime, so you have to still see those humans. So it can get challenging in terms of not sleeping enough. That will take a toll on your mental health too, and your physical health. Well, they're challenging, at the same time very rewarding money wise compared to most jobs in the Philippines. That's why this is a popular job, especially if you speak Spanish, which is considered a hot skill. So well, you have some premiums and stuff, so money wise worth it. And the job I'm doing is easy. It's just adjusting maybe to the new life. I wonder if I can. So well, just sharing with you my 2 cents. And in case you want or are thinking of taking a graveyard shift, be ready to not have a life anymore. Well, it's a half a rant. This is half a rant. So if you have any experience with the call center life and you want to share it with me, I'm Kuya Manzano in every social media network, and I reply messages personally. So reach out. Love and infinity.